ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is very interesting and very pertinent, you know, and it can be examined in a very scholarly manner. It can also be examined, very cursorily without going into detail regarding this. That question is about usury. You know, today usury is very common. You know, all the banks, they take a profit, they give profit, and this is how banks usually function, right? You know, as you know, the way that a bank functions is that it does so by usury, you know, this is also one of the challenges of Islamic banks, how to function without getting involved in usury and interest. So the question that we want to ask today is, what is the wisdom behind the prohibition of usury? Why did God prohibit usury? You know, a lot of religions, we don't want to name them specifically, a lot of them, usury is not, prohibited. Even though religions, even Abrahamic religions, they forbid usury. But there is some certain religions which do not, and the adherence of those religions, because of this permissibility of usury, they were able to economically progress in the world. So a lot of people ask, why can't we do that? If we do that like they did, it's possible that we may also, progress. So why did God prohibit this? It's interesting to note that one of our a'imma, alayhimu salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he was asked the same question by Hisham ibn Hakam. Hisham ibn Hakam, as you know, is one of the famous companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. A very knowledgeable and wise companion, and very shrewd and a staunch adherent of the maktab and school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. When Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked by Hisham ibn Hakam about the reason behind the prohibition of usury, he replied in the following way: were usury to be permissible, people would abandon their trading and other necessities. People will stop working. So Allah prohibited usury in order that man may flee from the unlawful means of earning to trade and resort to buying and selling. And this, in turn, facilitates borrowing from each other. Right? And people just would start taking usury from one another, giving out loans and taking usury and these kind of things. They would start working, right? And working something virtuous in Islam. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, curiously, he was also asked the reason behind the prohibition of usury from another person, to which he replied as follows: so that people may not withhold common courtesy from one another. This is also one of the reasons why usury was prohibited. And regarding the reason why people fall into usury, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, engage yourself firstly in communal relations with people, then the law, and subsequently trading. For by Allah, usury creeps into the community more discreetly than an ant creeps onto a rock. So I guess the whole theme is that, people get involved in usury to start, because they become lazy, they want to stop working, And virtue and work is a virtue in Islam, therefore usury has been prohibited. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reason behind the prohibition of usury in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.